same height as the Airstreams were. Okay, that's all I'm going to do. And the guy said, well, I don't see how we can do anything to you then because, you know, it's not the trailers. It couldn't be considered a sign. They're not junk trailers, and so they're not unusable RVs, so I don't think we can do anything. And I said, okay. They called me back an hour and said, no, you can't do that. And I said, why? They said, well, it's too contentious of a suit, or not a suit, of a violation, but we're not going to let you do that. And I said, okay. And I told the guy, I said, now you got me mad. I mean, up until now, I've been trying to work with y'all. I said, but, you know, and that's when I called the lawyer, and the lawyer said, yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. So.
Wow. So what's the next step?
Well, we're in appeal, and it goes to appeal at the zoning, and then we have what they call an English resolution. English reservation, and the English reservation, from what I'm learning a lot of stuff here that I didn't know before. At least I can't go to jail for this. You know, it'd be tough being in prison saying, what'd you do? Well, I buried Airstreams. You know?
Wally would be happy for you.
Yeah.
Be tough in the prison yard. But anyway, it's an English reservation, which apparently means that if the Hillsborough County does not go along with this, then we go to federal court, and then Hillsborough County has to defend themselves in federal court, and, you know, see what happens then. It's interesting, I've talked to a lot of people on it. There was a deal that happened somewhere in Pennsylvania, and the guy called me. It's amazing how many people call to give you, wish you well, and give you advice, I got to tell you, have you got a second?
Yeah, go ahead. This is interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, this is great.
When we first put it in and they first came along and said you can't have them, it's a violation, I got guys calling me up saying, okay, we'll put license plates on them because you can, as long as they're plated, you can have as many vehicles on your agricultural property as you want. So I called them and said, what if I put plates on them? They said, no, that won't work because they're unusable RVs. Okay, fine. Then they came back and they said, you know, it's storage. Well, we beat that because storage means that they will eventually leave.
You know? These aren't leave.
They're never going to leave, right. So they're not stored. Then a guy called me up and said, listen, it's agricultural land, and you can have cows and hay silos on your land. So, you know, cut the back end of them out, put a door on it, put some hay inside there, put some cows out there, and you got it done. Well, I went down and read the zoning, and he was right. You can have silos on agricultural land. And what I mean, these things look like silos. They're just tilted a little bit. So I go in, and I sit down with the guys, and they said, no, you can't do that. I said, it says right here you can have silos. If I put cows on there, then why can't I store hay in them? No, those aren't true silos. Well, what do you decide what is a silo and what is not? Well, we have the right to have a broad definition of silos. And we can say what it is and what it isn't. Okay. Right.
They're just against it.
So we kicked that one out. And I'm trying to think of some of the other things guys told me to do. But anyway, then we go to the hearing, of course, and they said, well, we told them it's not storage. It's not junk. They said it was accumulation of junk. Well, junk, once you put it together and you make art out of it, it's not junk anymore. And we showed them several different cases where that had been done. There's a thing in Tampa called the ring of pliers, or the circle of pliers.
Okay.
It looks like a ball of fire. But what it is, it's a whole bunch of pliers welded together in the open position. So, you know, they're not pliers actually anymore. Actually an art.
It's art. It's like driving down looking at the biggest ball of twine or something.
Yeah. So, anyway, then we went in, and in the hearing, they said, well, it's a sign. And in the definition of sign, it says that a sign has to point you in a direction, either through numbers or letters. It has to point you to do something, or where something is, or a particular product. And there's nothing, you can't even see Airstream on those things. Now, the fact that everybody knows where an Airstream is from, you know, 300 feet away, that's just
not your fault. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do that. But so we said it's not a sign, and we went through the definition of sign.